Getting back to the aromatase inhibitors, what have you observed in terms of how they're tolerated compared to tamoxifen?
I think actually both of them are quite well tolerated. There was always that small proportion of women on tamoxifen who just had intractable severe hot flashes. I mean, that was the main thing, or intractable severe vaginal dryness were the two things that patients at least complained to me about that made them want to discontinue tamoxifen. With the aromatase inhibitors, there's been a small percentage of people with very, very severe arthralgias. But other than that, I think that they're an extremely well-tolerated drug.
We've been sensitized more now to the long-term natural history of women with ER-positive disease, and particularly the issue of late relapse. We have trials looking at, for example, using an aromatase inhibitor after 5 years of tamoxifen, and a lot more sensitivity to the fact that ER-positive disease has many more late relapses than maybe we used to think. What's your take on that, and do you integrate that into your practice as you see women in follow-up who maybe have been treated in the past?
Yeah, I think that that is an important point that the trials of aromatase inhibitors have rebrought to our attention. It's not a new observation. It was one that was made a number of years ago, but sort of got lost along the way in the idea that, quote unquote, bad breast cancers relapse in the first 2 or 3 years. So I think that the data is quite clear that that is the case for ER-positive breast cancers. And I also think that the information that adding an aromatase inhibitor after 5 years of tamoxifen prolongs certainly disease-free survival and in node-positive subsets, overall survival is important information for women who have been treated in the past or are coming to the end of 5 years of tamoxifen. And I think as a treatment strategy, that makes perfect sense. I think the only group where I would question that is the group of very, very low-risk tumors who were taking tamoxifen sort of equally to prevent the couple percent distant relapses for the local control benefits in the preserved breast and for contralateral prevention. There, I don't know what the risk-benefit balance of giving an aromatase inhibitor for another 5 years actually will turn out to be. But for the vast majority of women with breast cancer, I think that makes sense.
If you see a woman in routine follow-up, postmenopausal woman who's either on tamoxifen or has received tamoxifen in the past, and now we have data starting in AI 2-3 years after stopping tamoxifen seems to have some benefit, do you either prescribe an aromatase inhibitor or send them to an oncologist?
I definitely tell them that this is an issue that they need to broach with their oncologist in terms of risks and benefits to them of continuing. You know, I think that the starting a couple years later is certainly there's some information there. It's maybe a little less strong. And when do you reach the point where you've been off treatment and proved that you're not going to relapse, so it's diminishing benefit? But yes, I think it's something that needs to be discussed with patients in this day and age.